This is Lake Effect Weekend from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. Irish Fest continues all weekend. It's North America's largest celebration of Irish music and culture, and our program today features three groups you won't want to miss. First up is the Chicago-based duo Bohola. They're dubbed by the Irish Herald as the newest Irish music supergroup. So basically, they're a trad-playing version of Cream, well, minus Ginger Baker. Bohola is accordion virtuoso Jimmy Keane and vocalist Pat Broders, who also plays the buzar, that's a bass bouzouki and guitar hybrid. Both have played with the Irish greats here and abroad, and they're greats themselves. They join us in the studio now, and we're hearing a medley of jigs. Jimmy Keane and Pat Broders in Lake Effect's Performance Studio. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bonnie.
That was really fantastic. What a great sound. What a great sound you guys have. How long have you been a duo?
Shortly after you came to Chicago.
Yeah, so 20-odd years.
20-odd years, yeah. And we've been playing since...
20-odd years.
Yeah.
In different variations. I suppose we've been a duo for the last 8 years.
Yeah. I mean, we started off, Bohola started off about 1999, and we were two, and then went to three, and then went to four, and now we were regressing.
We've had button accordions in here, but we have not yet had the piano accordion.
Thank God.
You're very lucky. So I don't know how you avoided it.
So what, musically, what's the difference for people who might not know?
The usual accordion used within Irish music and a lot of ethnic music, it would be the button accordion, which buttons on both sides, and you'd get two notes for each button, where this is just laid out like a piano or an organ, one note per key. So it's more the same as a...
It's like a hammer. You get one sound.
It's a nice hammer, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's Maxwell's silver hammer, right?
Yeah. It's just like a piano. It's just a lap version of a piano.
Or as a lot of people call it, the stomach Steinway.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, they're very popular here in Milwaukee because we have such a German and Polish,
correct.
You know. And so I think we tend to think of the piano accordion more in that kind of music than necessarily Irish. But is that true?
And well, this is used quite a bit. The piano accordion is used quite a bit in Scottish music, whereas it's more so the button accordion in Irish music. But that's really been changed over the last 30 years. There's some brilliant young piano accordion players out now, more so than there were, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Right. It's not Lawrence Welk anymore.
Never was. Oh, there was a touch of Lawrence Welk, but that was more...
Oh, there was, yeah. It's more than a touch sometimes.
That was more in the 40s and 50s.
But that's just, yeah, it was the era it was in, I suppose.
And Pat, you have a really interesting instrument as well because it's a crossbreed.
Yes, it's a hybrid, I suppose, yeah. It's the guitar body with a bouzouki neck. And some people call it a gazouki and other people call it a bazaar. It's set up like a mandolin, double strings. There's eight of them, so... four pairs.
And what does having the guitar body do for you musically that a regular bouzouki wouldn't?
It gives more of a bass response to the instrument, so it's a richer sort of tone, whereas a regular bouzouki would be a little bit lighter.
And it makes it look more normal.
Plus, it's easier to hold when it's shaped like a guitar.
And I would think, too, the combination of the two instruments, it gives you that bottom sound to kind of go off... You know, to kind
correct,
of balance
yes.
what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's why I had this built, actually, was because when I started playing with Jimmy, we didn't use a guitar because none of us play guitar, but I needed more bass response to cover the area because it was only me really doing the rhythm stuff. And I went to Joe Foley, who built this, and asked him, I says, can you put a guitar body on this? But I got a longer neck as well, so it's not a regular scale neck.
So you get some deeper.
I tune it down to C. Rather than up to D.
Okay.
So it just gives a richer tone, yeah.
You're based in Chicago, right?
Correct, yes.
The cross-pollination between Ireland and Chicago in terms of the music over the years has been really, really interesting. And the Irish Fest archives here have some amazing recordings from Chicago from like the turn of the last century.
Oh, yeah, part of the Dunn Collection.
Part of the Dunn Collection, yeah. And so there has been this like give and take. Both of you are immigrants, and immigration seems to be such a huge part of Irish music, you know, the travel, whether it's because you're displaced or whether you choose to go or come, that seems to be such a big part of the music. Is that fair?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And we've met many people traveling. It's very unusual that you end up someplace that you don't meet someone that plays Irish music now. It might have been different 50 years ago, but definitely now, you know, there's sessions all over the world. There's a bohola in Mexico.
Oh, and I should ask what that means.
It's a flatbread.
Matty Jo Hamish said he thought it was translated from the little hut or the door to a hut. That's what he thought, because it was one of these, probably an Irish word at one time that got anglicized.
Okay.
So, but he thought it was the door to a hut.
But it's also the name of a town in Mayo.
In fact, that was the first tune we played. It was an old version of the Bohola Jig, where we actually got our name.
Name from that.
Yeah.
And it came from a man who came from that part of the country, who moved to Chicago, who was a musician.
So he brought the tune with him and taught everyone in Chicago, and then, you know, hopefully teaching other people how to play a tune. I know if we ever do a workshop, I always teach them the Bohola Jig.
Yeah.
It's a great tune.
Yeah. It is a great
tune. It's a great tune. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the Chicago style of Irish music, of Irish music making?
There is a certain style in Chicago, and a lot of it actually has to do with Francis O'Neill, who you mentioned earlier with the Dunn Collection. He's actually the guy that's doing the circus barking, introducing the tunes, and he was from Bantry in Cork and emigrated after post-famine in Ireland and ended up in Chicago in the late 1800s and became chief of police. And during his tenure there, he ended up collecting music from all these Irish musicians who had immigrated to the States as well. Most of them actually became cops as well, and he published several, I think it was like 35 or 4,000 tunes over a span of several books. And a lot of those tunes were actually played by people in Chicago, because a lot of the musicians that he took the tunes from lived until the 40s and 50s when the generation that I learned from were growing up playing. So there was this kind of, you know, there was this connection that went through.
But everybody learned from the O'Neill Collection, even in Ireland.
Yeah.
So it was the book.
Even in Ireland. That's
interesting.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, I think it was only when Irish musicians emigrated to America that Irish music was recorded and then sent back.
Yeah, and actually the first recording of Irish music was a Dutch-German by the name of John Kimmel.
Yeah.
And it was an Edison
cylinder.
Cylinder thing, yeah. So it almost, like, the music had to leave the country before it was valued.
Yeah. Oh, that's always been the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole notion of absence makes the heart grow fonder and the ears better in tune.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, let's hear another tune, because the music is what we're talking about here on Lake Effect. And I have Jimmy Keane and Pat Broders in the studio to play us something. So what is the next tune?
Well, you know, part of what we always love doing is actually, instead of just playing tunes and then a song, we'd like to combine them. So this is just a short snippet of a couple of tunes that we played together. A tune called Blue Hill, as Finbar Fury said, rewrote. And then a great song that was actually, where was the guy from? Is he from? And what's it? The
Lonesome Robin.
Lonesome Robin. And then The Last of Carrick Castle. So just tune in a couple songs. Thank you.
Rise up from your bed of straw. See if you can bend back your bow one last time. You're sick from your wounds, and you say you don't care, but tomorrow it'll prey on your mind. Wherever your arrow, it falls to the ground, we'll lay lonesome Robin down one last time. No more, Robin, no more, your outlaw days are over. When you were a little boy, you had to go to bed early, and the sun still shone. It's just like sleep was the end of the world, and tomorrow would never ever come. And now, lonesome Robin, won't you close your eyes and pretend that the sun it'll rise one last time. No more, Robin, no more, you're out long days are over. It's funny how hot is the sun now that you can't run away from the city. You just lie there and think of the deer you have run and of all the games that you played, and wondering what Marianne's found to do that's better than coming to see you one last time. No more, Robin, no more, your outlaw days are over. Now time's taken your time away. Time and deceptions have whittled you down. And all of the times that ever you had, they have took to their heels and run. Hold on to whatever is closest to you, that's all lonesome Robin can do one last time. No more, Robin, no more, your outlaw days are over.
Gentlemen, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Jimmy Keen and Pat Broders in Lake Effect's studio. And I love the mix of doing the tunes and the songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really nice thing to kind of break it up and see how they all connect, too. I love how you find ways into the next song.
It's always
an adventure.
But doesn't that keep it fresh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So what's happening after this? Are you out on tour? Are you doing an album? What's going on?
We're thinking about doing an album.
Yeah.
In the process of thinking about it.
And we're actually going to be in Peoria the following weekend.
Yeah, we're doing Peoria.
There's an Irish festival down there.
Okay.
And we got other things coming up during the year, too. So we're doing the O'Flaherty Retreat this year down
Which
in
is?
Texas. It's a teaching weekend down in North Texas. It's a weekend it's like a camp, a music camp. So people go there and spend a week and hang out with you, and they learn. They suck all the secrets out of you.
And then go out and take all the gigs, right? Or hopefully not.
So true.
Don't train them too well. You want a little job security.
Instead of partaking in your own downfall.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, gentlemen, can't thank you enough for coming in and playing a little bit for us. And what are you going to take us out with?
Actually, a new tune I've been working on that I've written called... And there's a set of tunes called Planksties, meaning in praise and honor of. So I just thought, well, it'd be nice to actually write something about Chicago, except use the way that most Irish immigrants first enunciate Chicago. So I'm calling this Planksty Chicago.
Well said.
Thanks very much for having us, Bonnie. Pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Jimmy Keen and Pat Broders are Bohola. They're based in Chicago, and they're playing all weekend here at Irish Fest. There's a link to their schedule and to their website from ours, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We're going to shift gears a bit next to feature a couple of the bands that are part of this year's showcase on Nova Scotia and Cape Breton. Gaelic singer Mary Jane Lamond and her band join us when Lake Effect Weekend continues. It's Milwaukee Public Radio.